Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, American Parlor Songs in celebration of Independence Day, before recordings, radio, TV, YouTube, and all of our other sources of amusement and amazement, middle-class Americans gathered around the ubiquitous piano to sing simple songs that were written with their abilities in mind. The range for the singer wasn't demanding, and the piano parts were easy, but the results could be stunning.
I love you too.
First you heard Stephen Foster's beautiful Child of Song, and then two songs by Carrie Jacobs Bond, with Jan de Gaetani accompanied by Gilbert Kalish. You're listening to the Singing in Other Sins Independence Day celebration. This time, not really sophisticated art songs, but rather parlor songs. These songs come from the last decades of the 19th and first decades of the 20th century. Not meant to be classical songs, they're the kind of thing that people would quickly learn and sing in their homes. That's why I call them parlor songs.
Thank you. ask myself, is it a dream? Could I but entangle your feet with my heart and hold them fast to my breast. Do not go, my love, without asking my
beautiful Annabelle.
Three Songs We Forgot to Remember with tenor John Aller and pianist Grant Gershon. Let's take a break from the vocal and hear an appropriate piece for organ. 16-year-old Charles Ives composed a set of variations on America, My Country Tis of Thee, for organ in 1891. In 1948, E. Power Biggs contacted Ives inquiring if he had composed any organ music that Biggs might perform on his weekly radio program. After Biggs helped Ives recover this long-forgotten piece, he performed it on his July 4th broadcast that year, making it especially appropriate for this Singing and Other Sins Independence Day.
Thank you.
E. Power Biggs, organist in the Charles Ives Variations on America. Later in the program, we'll hear the orchestrated version, but let's get back to the American parlor music that's the focus of this edition of Singing in Other Sins. The first of the following set, After the Ball, has a story. Before this song, the most purchased sheet music had been Foster's Old Folks at Home, which sold 130,000 copies. After the Ball sold 5 million.
The
Sure, I've got come to your nabob, and on next Patrick's Day, be Mistress Mumbo Jumbo Jitty Bob Jay O'Shea. Across the sea came Rose McGee to wed her nabob grand. He sat within his palanquin, and when she kissed his hand, he led her to his harem, where he had wives galore. She started shedding a tear, said he, "Now have no fear, I'm keeping these wives here just for ornament, my dear. For I've got rings on my fingers, bells on my toes, elephants to ride upon, my little Irish rose. Come to your nabob, and on next Patrick's Day, be Mistress Mumbo Jumbo Jitty Bob Jay O'Shea. Rings on my fingers, bells on me toes, elephants to ride upon, my little Irish rose. Woo! Come to your nabob, and on next Patrick's Day, be Mistress Mumbo Jumbo Jitty Bob Jay O'Shea."
Three turn-of-the-century songs performed by Joan Morris with pianist William Bolcom. You're listening to the Singing and Other Sins Independence Day edition, featuring the songs that were sung in American homes from the end of the 19th to the beginning of the 20th century. Let's hear three songs that come slightly closer to the art song genre, a bit more demanding for the voice and piano, and not meant to be only sung in homes.
A sailing with emeralds and rubies and sapphires in her hold, and a bo'sun in a blue coat bawling at the railing, piping through a silver call that had a chain of gold. The summer wind was failing and the tall ship rolled. I saw a ship a steering with roses in red thread worked upon the sails, with sacks of purple amethyst, the spoils of buccaneering, skins of musky yellow wine, and silks in bales. Her merry men were cheering, hauling on the brakes. I saw a ship a sinking, with glittering sea water splashing on her decks, with seamen in her spirit room singing songs and drinking, pulling claret bottles down and knocking off the nets. The broken glass was chinking as she sank among the
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Independence Day edition. We just heard William Parker sing one of Arthur Farwell's Indian songs, then an Indian song set by Charles Wakefield Cadman, and finally, from the pen of Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, we heard an old song re-sung. Mr. Parker's pianist was William Huckabee. Earlier, we heard the variations on America that Ives wrote for organ. That fun piece was orchestrated by William Schumann, and that's what we'll hear now.
Thank you.
Morton Gould conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in Schumann's arrangement of the Variations on America by Charles Ives. You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, so let's return to songs, especially the light parlor songs that were sung in every home before the arrival of records, radio, TV, and the Internet. Robert White is the perfect singer for such songs.
When the dawn flames in the sky, I love you. When the birdlings wake and cry, I love you. When the swaying blades of corn whisper soft at break of morn, love anew to me is born. I love you, I love you. The birds, one thrilling theme, I love you. All the songs of morning meet, breaking yearning at your feet. Come and answer. I love you, I love you. Sylvia's hair is like the night, touched with glancing starry beams, such a face as drifts through dreams. This is Sylvia to the sight, and the touch of Sylvia's hand is as light as milkweed down. When the meads are golden brown and the autumn fills the land, Sylvia, just the echoing of her voice brings back to from the depths of memory all the loveliness of spring. Sylvia, Sylvia, such a face as drifts through. This is Sylvia to the sight.
night in darkness. Allah gives rest in pain. Cheeks that are white with weeping, Allah paints red again. The flowers and the blossoms wither, years vanish with flying feet, but my heart will live on forever, that here in sadness be. To Allah's dwelling, yonder would I take flight. There will the darkness vanish, there will my eyes have light.
American Parlor Songs, performed by Robert White with Stephen Huff piano.
Sing to me, sing.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've heard American Parlor Songs, somewhat appropriate to Independence Day. I hope you've enjoyed the experience. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week, Belle Époque songs to celebrate France's Independence Day, Bastille Day. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.